The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hey everybody, how's it going? My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us. Episode 170 of the Wicked Roadie Podcast, bringing you all sorts of fun events for this upcoming weekend. Podcast that was voted best of Rhode Island by the readers of Rhode Island Monthly, and a podcast you can learn about each week on Studio 10.
That's right.
You were there, Mary, this
week. Hanging out with Lindsay Idaluca, yep. And just bringing fun stuff now, not only through your earbuds, but through television screens. And it's great because, of course, you know, so many people keep NBC on all day long in their office buildings and everything. So I've had loads of people who have been able to say, hey, we caught, not only did they catch Studio 10 in general, which airs Monday through Friday, but they caught it specifically on Wednesdays when it's coming on out, which is pretty cool.
That's awesome. And of course, we had a bunch of new listeners this week. So welcome back to all of you folks who are here for the second time. You know, we usually talk about, you know, the fun stuff that's going on, Mary, but it's been a rough week when it comes to sports in this area. You know, all the drama surrounding the Patriots. Of course, they're not playing right now. And crazy thing happened on Sunday. My wife, Susan, and I, we went to the beach, and mm-hmm. there were a ton of people there. Because it was beautiful out, but also the Patriots weren't playing. So it's like people kind of, it reminded me of an episode of The Simpsons where the cable gets knocked out and all the kids kind of like walk outside at the same time and they rub their eyes and they see the world for the first time. And next thing you know, like Ralph's pushing a hoop with a stick and kids are like riding scooters but stopping at a crosswalk to let an old man go by, all because the cable TV went out. So what happens when the Patriots, you know, get knocked out early in the playoffs, that's where I compare it. But also a lot of drama, you know, that's been coming down all this week with the Red Sox and Alex Cora. So a shout out to all of our sports fans who and our sports reporters who thought they were going to have an easy January. Joe Kayada from NBC 10 said, I thought I was going to have an easy couple weeks. Obviously not, now that the whole thing with the Patriots,
honestly,
the Red Sox, rather, has broken. So that will be interesting for certain. And I believe, I think it's happening, I want to say, at one of the casinos. I think there's like some Red Sox event this weekend, although I don't know if it's still happening, but it's one of those like wintertime, come on down, take pictures with Wally and Tessie and everybody else. So
we'll see how that all goes.
Yeah, I'm sure there won't be any questions about what's happening there. So that will be that. How was your weekend? How was your past?
You know, just as great, like absolutely gorgeous. We actually ended up going to Rocky Point Park, which I've never been to since it was an amusement park.
Really?
Believe it or not. I mean, it's one of the most gorgeous parks. Yes.
Oh, wow.
But I think because I spent so much time there, smelling things between the ranges of popcorn to things I never want to smell again. I just had this like childhood happy times and not so happy times memories at Rocky Point that I just didn't want to go for a while. I've been down there to the Blueberry Farm, which is right next to it, but I haven't been to the park since they really converted it. And yeah, we took the kids, we went looking for sea glass. It's one of the best places in the state to go look for sea glass just because of the way the currents flow.
Yeah.
So went there and yeah, I went food shopping on Sunday. Every once in a while when it's a slow game, a boring game, that the Patriots are playing, I might sneak out. I live in suburbia, so I'm able to sneak out to the grocery store and be back in about 20 minutes. And usually it's easy for me because there's nobody at the grocery store. But like you said, all of society was back out in society on Sunday. So when I went to Shaw's, I was like, what are all these people doing here on Sunday afternoon? Why is it taking me so much longer? Why is there a line at the deli? What's going on?
Well, you survived, and I'm happy to, I'm happy for that. You mentioned the smells of Rocky Point Park, and odors and aromas is something that have also hit the trending pop culture, because Gwyneth Paltrow released a candle. Yes, and it has an odor of her body, but
wait.
I don't want to go any further because it's
I'll just Google it.
Yeah, just if you really want to dig in. But I'm curious, if Rhode Island had a candle, you're Googling it right now as I'm watching over Skype, and I am just waiting for that reaction to.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, yeah, it's sold out. But anywho,
it's not just Gwyneth. Oh, goodness. Just Google it at some point away from work.
Yeah.
I'll put it that far.
Yeah, it's just, but it's sold out and all this other stuff. So my question is, if you had to make a Rhode Island smelling candle, what would it smell like? Would it be your cacophony of foul smells from the old Rocky Point?
No.
I mean, you could mix in a little bit of like popcorn, a little bit of motor oil and grease from all the rides, maybe some burning rubber from when like the rides like need to stop and they crank on those brakes.
I would hope that the candle would smell like something delicious. It would be either ocean, or if you could mix ocean with food truck.
Okay.
You know,
a food
I'd be
truck
down
candle.
With that.
All right.
A food truck ocean candle.
I think a good candle captivating all the smells of like Federal Hill.
Ooh,
or
yes.
A good bakery. That would be, I think, would be ideal. Mm-hmm. But, yay. Nevertheless, what is your optimum Rhode Island candle? Let us know in the comments on Facebook. We'd love to hear your suggestions. I'm sure that, and we'll have to monitor those to make sure they're all...
They're not like Gwyneth's.
Yeah. We don't need any Gwyneth suggestions. So if you tuned in while you're on the road, work and getting errands done, or maybe you're packing up your desk because you looked up that Gwyneth information at work against our advisement.
You. Yes, we warned you.
If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
All right, Ben, what do you have for this week's Wicked Interesting Pick?
Well, it goes on now through January 25th. It started a few days ago. It is Providence Restaurant Week, or weeks, plural. It's one of the hottest culinary destinations that is the city of Providence and surrounding areas. And this is your opportunity, really, to find out what it's all about during Providence Restaurant Weeks. If there's been a restaurant that you've wanted to try, but you say, that's a little outside the budget, you know?
Yeah.
I got news for you. You can get 3-course lunches for $16.95 or 3-course dinners for either $29.95, $34.95, or $49.95. And they also have like 2-for-1 specials and like, you know, combination packages, but all the restaurants are all listed on the website. You got to go check it out. These are restaurants that would have a single plate for over $49.95. You're talking a 3-course dinner for one at $49.95.
Amazing.
Some of these restaurants, look, Capital Grill, Capriccio, Casarino's, and I'm just, you know, quickly scrolling through all. And it's not just Providence. It's the Providence, what they call the DMA, the area there. We're talking, you know, like the Federal Tap House Kitchen, Fleming's, Greg's Restaurant, Greg's Restaurant. It's, you know, maybe you haven't been there in a while. You want a good reason to do that? That's a good opportunity. The Old Canteen. I mean,
yes.
Think about it
you
this way.
Can't get more classic than that.
Totally. And I mean, just, you know, so many more. Just go check it out. Los Andes, which is...
I just love this because this is really the time of year that people are kind of holed up. You know, we did so much celebrating and being out and about in the holiday season, and now it's gotten cold. Maybe we got a few snowflakes coming in, but this really reminds you that we've got amazing places to go check out. Go back and see your friends again. Heck, celebrate Valentine's Day early.
Yeah.
Like for the frugal people,
sure.
You know, who want to still have a romantic night out and go to one of these restaurants that maybe you, like you said, you don't really go to that often because it often can be a little bit on your pocketbook.
Yeah.
Go during these weeks.
One of the favorite restaurants my wife and I love is Ponte Vino. And they, you know, they're a new age, like classic, you know, Italian, Neapolitan cuisine. It's the dinner price is $34.95 for a 3-course dinner. Folks, you're not going to get that. So go now, get out there. And it's really cool because this is the time where most people tend to stay in, you know, the holidays are over and they kind of the cold weather restricts them a bit. No, it's a great reason to get out. Check it out. It's all going on right now through January 25th, Provident Restaurant Week. I mean, close to 100 restaurants participating. So get out there and check it out. That's your Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's time for the Wicked Four. Now it's time for the Wicked Fun. I'll get it right. In the 401.
So I gotta let you know, I did the stereotypical thing of like eating healthy as of January 1st.
And how long did that last?
It still is going.
Good for you. That's great.
Thank you. I think it's going to end Saturday. Between the Providence Restaurant Weeks and this special event that I need to let you know about, the Nightcrawler is back. And if you don't know what the Nightcrawler is, my friends, get ready. Because if you have a sweet tooth, not only do you need to be heading to the Providence area in general for Providence Restaurant Weeks, but on Saturday night, Need Donuts on the west side. So they have their east side location. But they have this really cool location located in the mills, and they do nighttime donuts. So you can walk on up to the back door. You're just going to be smelling all of the savory sweetness wafting from the windows. You get to personalize your order, and it's freshly made warm donuts. And if you have never had a freshly made warm donut and you've lived in Rhode Island this long, you need to do this. I'm telling you, there's not going to be the craziest lines like we see in some areas of the state when it comes to donuts. This is just a really nice little nook, and you're going to be able to savor a decent-sized donut. I've gotten them before. I got them in the summer because Need does this in the summertime.
Sure.
Where they have this kind of backdoor nightcrawler action. A whole bunch of varieties of donuts from 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday night. Take a trip over. I'll tell you this. The area is a little, you know, not as brightly and populated as some areas may be. Trust me on this. Go eat the Nightcrawlers. You will not be unhappy. That's now where the Long Live Beer Works, which is a local brewery. They're located there. There's a cute bar called Far West. There's a lot of cool things going on in this area on the west side. So the Nightcrawler, get your donut on Saturday night.
That sounds incredible. After you do that, folks, we were all very saddened last year, early in the year, when it was announced that the Dueling Piano Bar was closing down in Providence. Well, they have returned. They are now over at Askew Providence, and they are making an appearance this Saturday night from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. This is a fun time if you like music, if you want to go out with some friends or just as a couple and just see some talented musicians playing, having a good time with a crowd, taking requests. They often have little cliches and random things they do throughout the night. But people who have missed this kind of entertainment, it's great because they've been able to salvage it, I guess is a great way to say it, because it was tough where they were over on Point Street where with all the construction and everything happening over there, and they lost like a good chunk of their parking, but it was, you know, people still wanted to do it and participate. So that is back January 18th, Saturday night from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Over on Askew Street, which is 150 Chestnut Street in Providence. So check that out. What else we got?
Great. Well, if you do not want to go to the Dueling Piano Bar, maybe you personally don't want to sing your heart out, because that's what happens when I go to a Dueling Piano Bar. yes, they're singing and they're playing, but I'm singing along at the top of my lungs as well. If you're someone who more wants to sit back and observe in a more intimate setting, the Rhode Island Songwriters Association is having their songwriter showcase. Wow. So this happens the third Saturday of every month at the Brooklyn Coffee Tea and Guest House, which I don't fully understand the name of that building. I understand the Brooklyn Coffee Tea, you know, they serve coffee and tea, but then the And Guest House. Is it just that they're welcoming to guests? Do people stay over there? I don't really know. I've been to the venue before. It's a cute little coffee shop. Mm. I just think it's a really cool and unique name, but it's this nice small venue. And every third Saturday, they're going to be having local Rhode Islanders who are musicians. They, you know, are lyricists, and just all different types of writers and performers. They're there just to really encourage, foster, and conduct art and the craft of, you know, original lyrical music. And these performances are going to be taking place. So if you want to see local musicians doing their original music, and really, as I said, be more of an observer versus a performer yourself. This is going to be happening Saturday from 7 until 9:30, and it's only $5. It's so cheap.
You mentioned the confusion with the name and stuff. Is that kind of like when people call a restaurant a spa? Like there's Van's Spa, which is actually a breakfast place?
I didn't even know that that was a thing restaurants did. I would be completely confused.
Yeah. I'd be going in there looking for like a massage or, you know, some kind of, you know, a facial or something. And next thing you know, here's
your burger.
Exactly. It's like, oh, wait a second.
Yes.
Should I put my clothes back on? I mean, I was getting ready to go, like, I was ready to lay down on the table here and just cover myself with this tablecloth, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Nope. Yeah. I think that is. I'll get back to you on what it means for the Brooklyn Coffee Tea and Guest House. I'll get back to you on that.
Very risque episode that we've presented to you here, folks. Truly. Well, you know, we bring it. We like to hit all the bases. Remember, Channel 10, you approached us. Not we didn't approach you. The Newport Sail Lighthouse tours with Save the Bay. It's cool because I saw some people posting photos about this earlier last week because the weather was just so nice. But these tours continue, even though it's wintertime. These tours continue throughout, and it's from 10 a.m. to noon on the weekends, and you can hop aboard a Save the Bay vessel and go through historic Newport Harbor. You can take in views of seals resting on the sighting rock, which is off of Rose Island. You can see, you'll see them like just hanging out underneath Newport Bridge. Mm-hmm. You'll make a stop at Rose Island for a tour of the beautiful Rose Island Lighthouse, which is really cool. You can't get that by car, ladies and gentlemen, because it's an island without a bridge. And
did you know you can stay there overnight?
Yes, you can be an innkeeper. You can be a lighthouse keeper there at the Rose Island Light for a donation. You have to make a serious donation.
And you have to work.
Yes, you do. And there's no running water there, Mary.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've tried to convince my husband, Blake, that we should do this.
Well, I'll keep my mouth shut then.
Yeah, no, he's already turned it down. He's like, no, you can do that as a girls' weekend. It's been a hard pass.
If you get him out there, I will make a call to my friends over at SafeSea, and I will have them on the ready just in case he needs like an evacuation. Or you just call me, and I'll get over there with the fire department boat, and we'll extract him, kind of like when they have to pull somebody out of Survivor. That would be a great place for Survivor, Rose Island.
Yes,
you know
it would.
Between that or a Prudence Island. But anywho, you can take advantage of these wonderful tours with Save the Bay. They provide the binoculars, which is perfect, so you don't have to go out binocular shopping. They also have the guides, and they just give you such a great education and just a wonderful view of our marine visitors and the habitat they love. Because just even though it's winter and it's cold out, or it will be cold, or you know, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, our ecosystem, our environment here is still thriving. So definitely go check that out and support all the great work they're doing over there. They sail out of Bowen's Ferry Landing, which is down in Newport. So it's not that hard to get to. And there's plenty of parking, especially this time of year down in Newport. It's a great time to go visit the city by
love
the sea.
It. Yes, it's so true. All right, and so what do you have for the Wicked Family Friendly pick for the week?
You know, we were talking about how the bay never shuts down. Well, neither does the zoo. And they have these Winter Wonder Days happening over at Roger Williams Park Zoo throughout the wintertime, every day. Check it out. If you wanted to go to the zoo, they have half-price admission in January and February. That, of course, is providing you're not a member, which we highly suggest that you become a member because that will pay for itself in two visits, a family membership. But you can get out of the cold and you can go check out the Faces of the Rainforest exhibit. We brought the little foster man there over the summertime. He loved it. They have indigenous monkeys, birds, amphibians, reptiles. It's just an incredible, incredible display.
And they're walking around.
Oh, yeah.
They're like flying around. I was so blown away with how close you could be with the rainforest exhibiting.
They're walking right over your head. They're walking right over your head. They'll throw something at you if you're not careful. No, but it's so cool. And the docents and the education people there, they are right there teaching you about it. They have wonderful interactive exhibits. And, you know, with the mild winter we've had and there's still some mild days in the forecast, this is a perfect time to get out there and get the fresh air. That's like my wife, that's her number one. When we have little foster man, her number one thing is to get him outside because the fresh air does him so much good. It also makes him nap so much better. And
love it.
So check that out. It's happening all winter, right now through February 29th, which, by the way, it's a leap year, so we do get that extra day in February.
Good call.
Yeah, well, you know, it's...
It also means it's Olympic year.
Yes, it does.
The leap year is always the presidential election year, and is it the Summer Olympics?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tokyo.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's already here.
I know.
Getting so excited.
I know.
Look at that.
What will they do without Matt Lauer? I don't know. Sorry.
It's okay.
I mean, we're going for the high score on this one.
This is yes. Well, it is time to class up the joint, my friends.
Yes,
we're going to tell you about how you can be a good steward in this world. You know, so many times we sit back and we're thankful for everything that the state gets to give us, and it is important for us to find ways that we can give back. So we've teamed up with the United Way of Rhode Island to help you and your friends find those opportunities.
Save the Bay, we were just talking about them, but they are in need of volunteers for their Exploration Center and Aquarium, which is in Providence. They need people to help welcome visitors, interact with the hands-on exhibits, and, you know, if you go and volunteer there, you're going to learn so much about the various displays and everything that people will be coming to you and you will become the teacher. How about that? So they're looking at, you know, one shift per month for a few hours. You've got to go to an orientation. They're looking for people 16 and older. So if you are 16 or 17 and you're looking for those community service hours, Save the Bay is a perfect place to do it. What else do you got?
The Empowerment Factory in Pawtucket is needing some help for volunteers who have experience in marketing, development, sponsor relationships, and nonprofit growth for their fundraising community. Now, the Empowerment Factory aims to help inspire local youth and their families through arts-based educational programming. So if that's something that you are passionate about and if you've got those skills, this is definitely the opportunity for you.
All right. As we said, if you want to learn more about United Way Rhode Island, which they're wonderful people, or if you're in need of assistance yourself, or you just have questions, you need help doing something, it's amazing the amount of information they have. Just go to their website or dial 211 and they'll connect you to the help that you need. Folks, before I offended everybody, I told you that everything we talked about can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. We love to see the photos that you're taking. You guys are seriously amazing. You know, one of my favorite things is just checking out the local iPhone photogs.
Yes.
Just scroll the hashtag Wicked Roadie when you have a chance. You're going to see some of the most beautiful photos. And then you might say, oh my gosh, I passed by that place on my commute to work. I never knew it was so beautiful. Maybe it'll help you kind of slow down and smell the roses. So if you're not already using that hashtag Wicked Roadie, start it up. And also, don't forget to let people know about this podcast. Maybe you can screenshot the podcast while you are not driving. Mm. You know, just be safe. But share it in your Facebook or Instagram stories. Give us a little tag at Wicked Roadie to let people know what you're listening to.
If you want to do something really cool, you can follow the hashtag Wicked Roadie on Instagram. Just follow that as an option, and you'll see stuff constantly happening and great views of the state. And if you're looking to get the message directly into the ears of our listeners, email us or reach out to us on Facebook, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com. We will get you set up.
That's right. Well, until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Rudy. We'll have more for you next Thursday.